This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Update: how to customize your listening experience with the new app. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Big app update today. Now you can customize your listening experience by typing into the search bar what you want to learn. You guys have been asking for this feature for a while, and now it's here. But this is just the beginning. Find out what else is coming up down the road for the All Ears English app. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica. Welcome to All Ears English. How's it going?
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's great. A bit of a chaotic morning, but yeah, that's life.
Oh my gosh, is that life or is it not? Right? I mean, you said that in your house you had your dog knocked over a plant today, and all sorts of things, right?
Yeah, just a bunch of stuff happened. James and I were playing, and like he didn't aim a stuffed animal correctly, and it broke a broke my coffee pot and. Coffee is like central to my being. And so like, I didn't get mad. It was just an accident, but he felt so bad. He's like, I'll give you my allowance to pay for the coffee.
Like, that's cute. Oh, that's so
sweetheart,
cute.
No.
Oh, that's adorable. No, I mean, that is the moral of the story, right? Things break. I mean, things break all the time. And they usually break when we don't need them to break, right?
Things never happen at like the most opportune time. Like things don't go wrong when there's space for things going wrong.
Exactly.
Right? Like they only go wrong when you need them to go right, like at that moment.
Oh boy. And that is so true. And that's really a lesson that we've learned since we've started developing this app, guys. I mean, we we have learned so much. We're taking a lot of big projects on this year in terms of new technology because we want to reach you guys in new and awesome ways. But what, you know, we have had our struggles with this, right? We've really struggled, but our goal is to create something amazing. So you guys can access All Ears English on a deeper level any hour of the day, you know, using a connection and a mobile phone. So Jessica, today we're on the show to talk about four new and awesome brand new things that our listeners can now do inside the app that they couldn't last week. This is exciting.
That's exciting.
Yes.
That's a big leap. I mean, guys, I mean, app development, there are so many little technological pieces that go into any one product or platform that you can access. So being able to like update four things at once, that's like, that's kind of huge.
That's awesome, guys. So this is what the new update is. Maybe we can have a little drum roll. Jessica, do you have a version of the drum roll?
Sure. Like, so instead of this, like, so that's kind of easy.
Yeah.
Let's make it like a rhythm. Oh, there you go.
Okay. There's mine. That is awesome. I love it. So you guys, so many of you have asked us to be able to search for episodes within the app, and now it is officially available. So we have built this.
Yeah, cool.
So as of now, you can go into the app, the iOS app, go to allersenglish.com/bonuses, download the app. You can now search in four different ways. And these ways, we asked you guys how you wanted to be able to search in a survey. Actually, back in January, we asked you, and you told us, and we built what you wanted, guys. Okay?
Awesome.
We built exactly what you wanted. So, Jessica, how can we now search for the episodes inside the app?
Yeah, so you can search by episode number,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which that is super easy. And mm-hmm. you might be able to do that in other podcast platforms, but mm-hmm. the other features of this search, yeah. you can't, right? So the yeah. first two, you can kind of expect, right? Mm-hmm. You could search by episode number. That's mm-hmm. easy. You could also search by title. Also easy.
Yep.
But guys, yep. like when you are curious about mm-hmm. an aspect of English,
yes.
English learning, production, vocab, what have you, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily know the number
yeah.
of the episode or the title of the episode.
Yes.
So these next two ways, these are the biggest reasons to get the app right now with this search bar update.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, this is going to change the game for a lot of our listeners here. It's going to make it so easy. Imagine that you are, you know, you have some free time in your afternoon and you decide you want to get ready for a business meeting, right? You have a business meeting yeah. coming up, or you want to feel more confident at work. You just type into the search bar, business English, and you'll get all of our episodes that cover that topic. How cool.
Yeah, that's it, guys. So the third way is by searching by category, right?
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. that's huge. Like Lindsay said, business meeting or small talk yeah. or what if you want to meet some you want to meet some American uh-huh. friends that night or something, and yep. you're like, I found a meetup and we're going to talk about movies. So let's search movies.
Yes.
There's so many reasons why this category search is huge.
It's huge. I mean, many of you guys, I know you want to learn about phrasal verbs. That's a big term out in this world of ESL
totally.
That you, not just for teachers, but for students too. I feel like there's a bit of a cringe factor when we say the word phrasal verbs for a lot of students.
Oh.
We're afraid of it, right? But we don't need
totally.
To be, because if you guys type that into the search bar, you could get a bunch of episodes that have covered that will help you, those episodes will help you relax around phrasal verbs, and you'll learn some new ones that we actually use, right? Not just textbook phrases, but real ones.
Yeah, yeah. The way people really talk, right? You're not like flipping to a table of contents, mm-hmm. you know, in a textbook, or like looking at a dictionary for like one definition of one word and then not knowing how to use it in context. The thing, like, I think what I love about this is the control that our mm-hmm. listeners will get
yeah.
of their English learning, right? Like you decide the direction, you decide what you need from English at that moment, at that day, or even not just what you need, but what you're curious about. I mean, American mm-hmm. culture,
yeah.
pronunciation. There are so many little, like, bite-sized ways that you can
yes.
control 20 minutes of your day to learn what you want in English.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, a relatively small change to the app, but it's a huge change, guys, because like Jessica said, it's going to put you in the driver's seat, right? I mean, a really
yeah.
good way to listen to All Ears English is just to listen to the most updated episodes every morning. That's perfect. But what if you want to go deeper and you don't want to search through the huge list of episodes that we have? Now you
yeah.
don't have to do that anymore. This is massive.
I mean, there are so many episodes. How long is it going to take someone to like go to iTunes and scroll through and then like look at the title and try to predict what is in the episode? Like,
yes. Yeah.
That's not useful. That's not a useful way to spend your time, guys.
Exactly.
So this is the control you need over your English learning.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we want to encourage everybody to be using the app. Now, if you have iOS, it's still only an iOS app. And guys, don't worry. We still fully plan to build the Android version, but there are some things we have to iron out inside the iOS app first. It's just, we just can't build the two at the same time. There are certain constraints that we have. Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
So, but we do fully plan to build the Android version this year. Okay. So please hang on if you're an Android user, but if you are an iOS user, go over to allersenglish.com/bonuses and start searching. Search your heart out, right?
Search your heart out.
I love it.
Just to like separate these last two ways of
yes.
searching, guys, just to make this clear, because to my mind, they kind of like overlap a lot.
They do.
But there's like a more general way and a more specific way, right?
Exactly.
So if you're just curious about like a general thing, right? Conversation, small talk, like these sort of bigger topics, then that's like the category you'll be searching for. And a lot of episodes will come up for each category, and then you can choose which one applies to your curiosity at the time.
Yeah.
But then also the keyword search, and I think this is like the biggest thing. Like
this is how
we spend our time online. This is what we do every day is keywords.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the good news for you guys is from your end, all you have to do is think of something and type it into the search bar. You don't really have to think about whether it's a category or whether it's a keyword. The app will work the same way for you. But on our end, we've been thinking about it this way. So what are the keywords, right? Let's say, for example, episode 938, the title is called Listen Today, It's a Good Call. So if you type in 938, you're going to get that episode. If you type in Listen Today, It's a Good Call, you're going to get that episode. But there are some extra words and phrases that we taught you in that episode, such as good call, call the shots, tough call, make the call. If you type in any of those, the episode should come up. So it's super flexible, guys, and robust. Okay.
That's
so
fantastic.
Cool.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah.
I love the idea of like a Sunday afternoon, right? When you're just hanging out, not much to do. Maybe you're like, oh, I want to do something for myself, right? Like I want to do some sort of forward movement in my life.
Yes.
But what am I going to do? Like, can I just go to an English class whenever I want? No. So like, this is the way you could just take half an hour in your afternoon and learn new vocabulary, improve pronunciation, like get ready for something in English that week.
Exactly. This really does change the way, like I said, the way you guys could use this show. I mean, let's say, for example, another way that could happen is you go out on a Friday night with some native English speakers and you hear them use a phrase like, you know, make the call, but you weren't quite sure what that meant, right? You could actually come back into the app and see if we've ever taught that in all of our episodes, right? So you could actually look up certain words almost like a bit of a dictionary, and we have some work to do on our end to index all of these keywords,
right? So
exactly. So we're going to be continuing to improve this search category at search bar as we go deeper into the year, guys. But just start using it. It is a really cool way to learn more from All Ears English.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, think about it, guys. Like, how often have you, you know, just gone straight to Google and searched a phrase and then you get like Webster, dictionary.com, I don't know. You get like a thousand results, right? How do you know which is actually going to be enjoyable or motivating or will actually give you what you want from the search? Exactly. I think this is a much safer way to not waste a lot of time scrolling through, you know, whatever results. Just go to the All Ears English app, guys, and search there.
Right. And you know our style, so you know what kind of an explanation of these keywords you're going to get. So that is pretty cool. That is pretty darn cool.
Totally.
And if that weren't enough, we are also, just a side feature, guys, we fixed the rate us feature that was not working well for a couple of people.
Ooh,
so that should be working now. But I'm so happy. You know, we are so happy, Jessica, to be able to offer this update, this upgrade to the app, because so many people have asked for it. Oh my gosh.
It's fantastic. It's just getting better. I love that so many of our listeners are just in on the ground floor of this. You guys are supporting this app just like we are supporting your English language journey.
Yeah.
And we're in this together. I mean, this search bar, all of this stuff came from what you guys said you wanted.
Exactly.
Right? So as we move forward, it's just going to be built customized for our audience.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of as we move forward, guys, we are just warming up, Jessica. We are just getting up with this search feature, because there is something even bigger, even better, that even more people have been asking for coming soon in the next couple of months. So, Jessica, are we actually going to reveal that today?
I don't know.
No.
This is big. I don't think we are, guys, no. Because this is okay. The search bar is a game changer for sure. Like, we've already said why, but this next step, this next feature is a feature that you cannot get on any podcast, on right. any iTunes or like anything like that. There's no other app that's going to feature the way of English learning and this new element that we're going to introduce.
Exactly. This new element, this new feature that we're going to be introducing hopefully in the next few months is going to let you go deeper with the podcast, but let you preserve your time. So it's not going to require any extra time outside of your morning routine or your evening routine with our show. It's just going to help you save time, which I know that time is the big thing for all of us, guys. It's huge, right? We don't have a lot of extra time to come back to our computers and do things, right? To go deeper sure. with our learning. And you're going to see what that is very soon, guys. So just get ready for it.
I think this is also, efficient, save time. I agree with everything you just said, Lindsay, but I also want to add that this is a feature that will allow you to learn so much more
yep.
from each episode.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it really, like, skills-focused improvement, mm-hmm. something that all of our listeners want oh, yeah. and need, and that, yeah. So you,
so
sure,
both.
Save time, efficient, yes,
yes.
But also, you will be able to spend a little bit more time in our app with really, really focused learning. I mean,
yeah.
really taking this in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah,
exactly. So you will be a different, completely different English speaker after you've interacted with this new feature that's coming soon. But that's all totally. We're going to say about that for today, Jessica. And now I'd like to take just a minute to say thank you to our awesome reviewers who have reviewed the app in the App Store, okay? But
ooh, yeah.
Jessica, can you imagine how many reviews we have so far worldwide? Can you take a guess?
Oh my God, this is insane. Okay, I'm going to say just over 1,000, which I already ooh, think is a lot. I feel like wow. that's a big number.
Ooh, it's a good guess, but it's more. Keep what? Going up. Keep going up.
1,500. 1,500.
More. Even more.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Lindsay, just tell me. How
all
many
right.
is it?
So we've got 1,890 awesome ratings.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So cool. So cool.
That's amazing. Guys, let's hit 2,000.
Yeah.
2K reviews.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Guys, thank you so much to you listeners who have already reviewed the app. That's amazing. 1,890 of you guys. That's incredible. That's way more than I thought.
Yeah.
But guys, if you are not one of this big number, please go on over to iTunes. Leave us a review. Not iTunes. But leave us a review. leave us a review for the app, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And the place to do that.
Thank you.
Is allearsenglish.com/bonuses. So now would be a really good time, guys, to start using the app, right? Because now that this search bar is here, it is a game changer for you. It allows you to learn in a different way, coming from your angle, not just our angle of the newest episode, but your
right.
angle, right? What do you want to learn today? You can
totally.
Now do that with this new update, guys. So tell us what you think about the update inside the search bar. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take just a minute now, Jessica, to read out our reviewers' names because we are so
yay.
Grateful. Yeah.
My favorite part of the show.
Awesome. So this is always fun, right? So here we go. I'm going to take a stab at it today. And, you know, the way to get your name read out is to leave us a rating and review. These are the reviewers, and anyone who left a rating, we can't see your name, but we can see that we've got a lot of reviews here, or a lot of ratings, guys. So thank you. So thank you to Pro 100 from Russia, P.S. Man from India, Emily FP4 from the U.S. Thank you to William Ignacio from Brazil, and I think I've already said that person's name. Guys, let's go ahead. I think I have. All right. So, guys, we need new reviews. Actually, I'm seeing that maybe I've read a few of these reviews already. So, guys,
ooh.
Go on over and leave your rating and review. Let us call your name out on the show.
Awesome. Yeah. And in your review, guys, you can also mention, you know, what did you learn lately from All Ears English?
Yeah.
What has All Ears English taught you mm-hmm. recently? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
what would you search for? So you could even ask us a question, something you want us to cover on the podcast. Why not?
Yeah.
In your review, guys, just be honest, right? Like,
yeah.
what do you like about the app? What have you learned from the show?
Exactly. Or let us know a question that you want us to feature on the show. That, you know, we're
totally.
Always looking for questions, for topics, for episodes, guys. So just let us know. So guys, we want to pull you over. Go on over to the app. Download it today. AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses. Start searching inside that search bar. Super exciting.
Awesome.
And get ready for the next big update coming in a couple of months. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses, guys. All right.
Perfect. Awesome.
Okay, we're out of here for today. Jessica, thanks for hanging out for this important update for our listeners.
My pleasure, Lindsay. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.